Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Welcome back. I mean, you think about when Jesus is walking on the earth in his ministry, he wasn't caught up and concerned with what was happening. And there were so many things going on. If you look at the early church, if you look at in parallel history and what was taking place with the Persians and all that was happening at the time, Rome and what was happening with them, and that, you know, it's not to get caught up in that. This is what Jesus said. When somebody wanted to stop him for the natural political arena and said, you know, we need you to stay in this town to lead it, which is a kind of a big affront to Jesus, because he's like, I am leading.
Right.
He goes, I must be about my Father's business. And that's what we're called to be as followers of Christ, as Christians, Christ followers, is to be about God's business, the Father's business, which is to seek and save that which is lost. And that, and so what we call that is the kingdom business. Yeah, that's the kingdom business. He says that the kingdom of God would come. The kingdom of God is near you. That the kingdom of God is in you. And that our job is to advance the kingdom of God, which is not a natural kingdom. It's a spiritual kingdom. And it only advances when we share the good news about the kingdom of God and the King, Jesus Christ, and somebody accepts Jesus Christ in their life, and now the kingdom dwells in their heart. And so no matter what happens in the world, we're called to advance, be in the Father's business, the kingdom business. We call that VFNKB or VFN kingdom business. And one specific, and we focus, as you can see right here on your screen, I guess to the left of me or whatever, that, you know, seven spheres of influence, because Jesus said this. He said, go make disciples of the nations. And so he's called us to disciple nations. And the way you do that, Bill Bright really got a great revelation from the Lord in this, is that there's basically seven spheres of influence in a culture, you know, and if you could just pull it up on the main screen where they can see it, you have the church, a religious mountain, you have the family mountain, our family sphere, you have the education sphere, the government sphere, arts and entertainment, and business sphere, and media. And you can pull that back down. But this, to understand that, you're seeing it right there, that this is so important to understand, that if we're going to impact a nation, we have to begin to impact these spheres. And you call these spheres mountains. That's what we call them, seven mountains. And we're doing that. We just had a VFN KB meeting The Awakening, where, you know, the church became awakened, you know, to be disciples of Jesus, for the point where they began to healings. Over 20 plus healings are taking place that have been happening since then. And we want to be able to send disciples into each of these mountains, including the government mountain, the education mountain, the business mountain, the media mountain, all these different things. We have an intern program at VFN TV where our interns are going through and they're learning and they're being discipled, but they're learning how to do media. It's amazing to watch what God can do. Maybe that's for you. Maybe you want to be a part of that. Maybe you're called into media. Well, maybe VFN TV is for you, because that would be, just go to VFNTV.com and let us know. But one aspect of that is that we need to in regards to government, in regards to American unique government, because it's not, if you were in Afghanistan, it would be different. If you were in China, it would be different. But the government in America is a government by the people and for the people. And it's not just a theory or an idea. God is going to hold us accountable as the people in America. Did we lead the country? Did we do what's required of a citizen, you know, in America? And one good example of somebody who understood this, who stood up basically, you know, he didn't stand alone, but he was the tip of the spear of what was going on, was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Mm. You know, he was an American and he's a Christian. So you put those two together, he stayed within the Constitution, but he also stayed under God's law in the context of that. As a man, all of us, you know, fall short of that. It's God's mercy and God's grace that actually empowers all of us. And God uses broken people.
Proof positive, right?
Yeah, proof positive for sure. Go to meet my father and et cetera is at the end of that.
That's it.
And so, you know, we can look back and think about how did they walk that out? Because today we need to stand up for the Constitution. We do stand up for the rights of all citizens. But we don't need to do it in some political way or some sort of hate way. What Dr. King understood is that love is the greatest weapon that you can use anywhere. But what I found, John, is when I'm saying one thing and I'm talking one thing and somebody goes, yes, 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 yes. And then you see them manifest what they thought I was saying or what was in their heart. I'm thinking like,
I wasn't saying that.
I wasn't thinking about that. That's nothing like what I was thinking about. And so the question was, and this is a great interview right here, as a matter of fact, where Reverend Jesse Douglas, who was his best friend, was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and he walked with him, and he got to express some things. And he talks about something very important here, and we'll talk about it after you see this. But he talks about the commitments. There's 10 commitments. And that's what with VFN Kingdom Business that we talk about is called, you know, you go to civilchristianity.org, civilchristianity.org, and you're going to see these 10 commitments, the 10 commitments that he's referring to. Because when you agree for these 10 commitments, we can walk together. We can do quite a few things, you know, as one under those commitments, and also filters out for those that have other agendas and this type of things, because it's only by love, it's only by truth and legally, you know, moving in the context of things. But listen, this is a touching moment where Reverend Jesse Douglas, his best friend was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and his experiences, but also how heartbroken he was when he found out that, you know, Dr. King had been assassinated. As a matter of fact, take a look now.
Anyone. Its object is one which no American...
When President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act of 1965 into law, it was a day that changed America.
Wherever, by clear and objective standards, states and counties are using regulations or laws or tests to deny the right to vote, then they will be struck down.
Reverend Jesse Douglas, a co-laborer and friend of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., was one of many civil rights leaders fighting for African Americans' right to vote.
Really, it was our job to defend their rights and to stand up for them to be counted.
Douglas helped spearhead the movement to register voters in Alabama, where they faced very strong resistance.
We were working together in order to secure our rights. But it was not easy. It was not easy.
Tell me about that, about it not being easy.
The white people who resented it would appear at places and try to exert their brutalities, you know, spitting on people, slapping them, pushing them down.
Despite the brutality, Douglas, like Dr. King, stressed nonviolent protest as a means to demonstrate their opposition to the status quo.
The approach that you talked about with nonviolence and from a Christian perspective, how did you get people convinced to go that route when it goes against human nature?
Well, the persons who participated had to sign papers promising that they would not violate our nonviolent procedure of demonstration. Dr. King got us to realize that hate only provokes hate, that violence only provokes violence, and that love is the greatest force on earth.
That philosophy would be tested on March 7th, 1965. 600 peaceful demonstrators gathered in Selma, Alabama, to march 50 miles to Montgomery, the state capital. But on the far side of the Edwin Pettus Bridge, just outside of Selma, state troopers blocked the marchers and attacked them with billy clubs and tear gas. The national media covered this travesty that became known as Bloody Sunday.
The eyes of the nation had been drawn to that situation as a result of the brutality exerted on the people of Selma.
Then, on March 25th, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., with Reverend Douglas at his side, led over 25,000 protesters to Montgomery. This time, by order of the president, they marched under the protection of the federal government. 5 months later, President Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act of 1965 into law, giving African Americans the right to vote without facing discrimination at the state and local levels. It was a major step toward racial equality, but the fight was far from over.
It took time, and some people died.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, we anticipated that. But they were doing it for the benefit of their children and their children's children. And they made up in their mind that they were willing to sacrifice their lives.
One of those sacrifices devastated Douglas and their cause. On April 4th, 1968, Dr. King was shot and killed at a hotel in Memphis, Tennessee.
The news struck me like somebody had taken a dagger and pierced me in the heart. I couldn't react. I guess it was one of the greatest hurt that I've ever had in my life. Thank you. I love the man.
Did it seem like what was being fought for went with him?
It did halt the movement for a while because everybody was in mourning. The nation was in mourning.
Over the years, Douglas has continued fighting for the rights of African Americans. He's also been a devoted family man and pastor. Now 85, he fondly remembers his time spent with Dr. King as they envisioned an America where everyone is treated equally.
Before he preached, before he spoke, I would sing his favorite song, which was, "I told Jesus it would be all right if he changed my name."
What does that mean?
When your name is changed, you're changed from a sinner to a saint, and you become committed to Christ and his mission. You're a changed person. You've been born again. Oh, I told Jesus it would be all right if he changed my name.
Amazing. Just your heart just kind of melts, yeah. You know, that your friend that you loved and personally, and then such a tragedy, and there's so much pain, but yet so much victory because they stood, you know, and they were civil Christians in a civil land. And we have, you know, VFN Kingdom business, we've got to learn how to understand that. These 10 commitments are not really options, because what they really are saying that I'm a Christian and I'm going to act like Christ. I'm going to do what's right. And you couldn't walk with Dr. King and it wouldn't have worked, because people will use that against a righteous movement. They'll use that. They're waiting for people to swing, waiting for people to be angry, waiting for you'd hate. But if you want to move in love, and it's not easy, I mean, it's really not, but if you want to move in love, if you want to be ones that say, you know, I don't want to walk with a people that just ends up doing weird and whack things, and although that we could be weird and all that, is if I were looking for a few people that say, you know what, I want to stand, I want to be like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, yeah. I want to be, you know, like Dr. King, I want to be like Reverend Douglas, who, you know, stood and stands today. You know, and it could be that if we do that, the next generation will benefit, like we're benefiting now from Dr. King's stand. So many people are. But the thing is that, are we willing to lay down our lives for the next generation? Are we willing to bridge the gap? If that's you, listen, you can go to civilchristianity.org and read the 10 commitments. And if you want to do that, sign those 10 commitments, and we'll be in contact with you, because we're gathering all those who want to stand. And when you've done everything to stand, stand. And we can do this if we do it together.
Our role and responsibility is to really set the tone and direction of society and culture. I tell people all the time that the movement that was led by my father was a spiritual movement. It wasn't a civil rights movement. It impacted civil rights, but it was a spiritual movement, and its assignment was to civil rights.
Well, you know, it's so exciting to I'm so thankful for those that have gone before us.
Yes.
That we can learn so much. You know, why relearn the lesson? Why not? Why have to have the experience? Why not borrow it from those that have gone before us? And I can guarantee you that, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a Christian, in the presence of God, is looking over the banister of heaven and saying, hello.
What?
Yeah, you know, what? You know, I walked it out. And we're going to have to stand. And you notice that standing alone sometimes is required. And right now, there's a lot of aloneness in it because people are watching, the silent majority is watching from a distance. But that when we begin to stand in numbers, because there's more who believe in God and the original intent of our nation. It's just when you have a camera and you have, you know, people who are trying to promote. If you'll look at secular media, they just stay focused in one area. They do not cover the whole story.
No.
It's amazing what they do. I mean, they have and people watch it for a news source.
If it bleeds, it leads, right?
Yeah. And so so I want to encourage you that we're doing something, you know,
right.
And your partnership, standing with us, joining, go sign that, those 10 commitments. First of all, think about that. I'm signing the same 10 commitments. It's updated just a little bit with our newer technology, newer day. But you're just like signing the same commitments of those that had to sign to be able to walk with Dr. King. And when you see that, you're going to think, I could walk with somebody that's walking beside me. If they sign those commitments, we're in agreement. And how can two walk together unless they agree? And I'm excited about it because, you know, if one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000, imagine what 1,000 can do.
Wow.
Who are walking together. And so we're so excited about, you know, VFN Kingdom business and all the things that are taking place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.